Hi, thank you for tuning into this short story episode of the Digital Nomad Stories podcast. Over the past months, I've interviewed a lot of digital nomads and I've learned so much from all of them. I wanted to highlight some of the key insights I got from all the interviews released so far. So I decided to release a 10 to 15 minute short story episode every Thursday, in addition to the full interviews that go live every Monday. In this short story episode, I'm talking to Dana Drejos. I met her while we were both in Vietnam, but different sides of the country, and we both worked in podcasting, so that was super, super cool. We did an interview for the podcast last year, more than a year ago even, and we talked about a lot of different things, how she got started being a digital nomad, she taught English, she started her own podcast, she worked with clients as a podcast manager, and now at the time that we were recording the interview, she was also looking into another pivot in her digital nomad career. So lots of good stuff. In this short story episode, I wanted to go into the part where she tells us about how she became an English teacher in Vietnam. Teaching English has always been interesting to so many people wanting to go abroad, but who were not sure how to make money online yet, or they wanted to figure that out, or they didn't want to work on a computer all day. Totally understand that. Maybe this episode will be a good listen if you are not remote yet, or maybe you don't even want to go remote. So enjoy. This is my favorite part of the episode that I had with Dana Drejos.
I was working at an advertising agency in New York City and really just came to realize that I am not into this burnout culture and the grind, the hustle life in New York and many other parts of the world. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do next. I was never one of those people who just like always knew exactly what they wanted to do and what their passion was. And so, but I did always know that I love to travel and I want to live abroad. So I just thought, okay, let me go abroad for a year, teach English, kind of see what happens and where that takes me. So I had no intention of starting a business or starting a podcast or anything like that. It was literally just, let me go teach English and see what happens in this experience. And then I just got on a plane and landed in Vietnam.
Just got on a plane, just like yeah. That.
Yeah, that's way
love
simplified.
How casually you say that, like, yeah, oh yeah, just so no. I just hopped on a plane.
No way. It totally took like several months of preparation. Yeah.
And how did you find your teacher job?
So before I came to Vietnam, I was religiously watching videos of Ninja Teacher on YouTube, Alex Stevenson. He was doing all these really good videos about life in Vietnam as an English teacher. And he also had a program to go through and get certified to teach English. And then they also help you to find, like, connect with other English teaching jobs. So yeah, I just like applied to several of the ones that they connected me with, and I'm happy with the one that I went with. It's one of the only ones that we only work with adults. I was terrified to like work with children. I'm not really a children person, and I'm much happier working with adults.
Okay, cool. So did you take the course in Vietnam, or was it an online course that you took?
It was in Vietnam. Yeah, so you pay a fee and you arrive here, you like pay for your plane ticket and everything, and you come here, and within the program fee. And I also should mention that this program, I don't think this program really exists anymore. So if people try to like look up what I'm talking about, I don't think it exists exactly as it was anymore. And especially because of COVID anyway, this isn't really happening. But yeah, so they cover the housing costs. So you stay in one place for a month and every day you have lessons about English grammar, how, like teaching theory, getting practice, like going into actual classrooms and practicing teaching. And they also do a bit of kind of cultural stuff. Like they took us for a tour of the city and kind of teach us the lifestyle kind of stuff. And
So do you still remember how it was when you arrived in Vietnam? Did you have a culture shock?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I had never been anywhere in Asia before. And I think living in New York City helped a bit because at least it is a very multicultural city and it's very fast paced and like there's a lot to figure out. And so some of that, I guess, skill that I learned there translated here, but it's also just a completely different universe. And my first day, I did not leave my room. I was too scared. I just like stayed in my room and cried and I didn't eat anything. I didn't understand how to find food or how to cross the street or like where to go. It's just crazy here with the traffic and the motorbikes and the street food and everything. So I also arrived a few days earlier than the program actually started. So once people in the program started getting there and like things started and I was with people, I was a lot like happier. But the first couple of days, first couple of months were definitely a huge adjustment.
Yeah, I totally see that. I had the same experience when I still have that every time I go to a new country. I'm still overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I know what to expect, but still.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And were you teaching in Vietnam or no?
No, I considered it. I literally applied for one of the programs. I literally had everything arranged and then I decided not to do it because in Vietnam, like in some countries, they don't really mind if you're not a native speaker, but in Vietnam, they really want native speakers. And I mean, I can be very good at English, but I'll never be a native speaker. Like that's just the way it is. So that was a reason that I was like, I don't know if this is going to work out. I got accepted in the program. So that's good news. I was like, okay, that's like hope. But then I didn't really know how difficult it would be to get a job. So then I was like, I don't know. And I saw an online course to be a virtual assistant. So I took that instead. I decided to go into the online business world instead of the teaching in Vietnam world because I thought it would, I don't know, give me more of a chance also to do what I want because teaching for me, I mean, I love teaching, but now I teach podcasting, so it still worked out.
Yeah.
And I thought if I do an online course and I just work online, then I can just change countries more often as well. I loved Vietnam, so I still went to Vietnam, but then I didn't teach.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that worked out well. So what made you decide to stay for 2.5 years? What do you love so much about Vietnam?
Yeah, I think it's the community that I keep finding myself drawn into. The first few months I was here, there was a girl here who started a group called Leading Women. And every month it was almost like a TED Talk kind of thing where every month she would choose a topic and it would be like mental health or something. And then anyone could volunteer to be a speaker and you could stand up and give a speech, like a 5-minute speech on that topic, whatever story you want to share about that topic. And there was an audience, a small audience, like 30 to 40 people. And it was a space just for women. So it was like a really safe space to open up and share and be vulnerable. And I just met so many amazing people through that. Then once I started the podcast as well, of course, I also made some really great connections. And now I have this really solid group of friends who are really supportive and just they're like in the same mindset as me in terms of wanting to start a business, wanting to have this unconventional life, not just doing like a 9-to-5 kind of thing.
And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it very, very much. I would appreciate it even more if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts for me. That way, more people can find this podcast, more people can hear the inspiring stories that we're sharing, and the more people we can impact for the better. So thank you so much if you are going to leave a review. I really appreciate you, and I will see you in the next episode.